New York has a problem, and it's a big problem, a $30 billion with a B problem. That's how much money the state says it's going to lose in tax revenue over the next 2 years because of the coronavirus. And for the past few months, Governor Andrew Cuomo has called on the federal government to help New York fill that gap. Here he is in early September.
Not to fund state and local governments who basically support police, fire, hospitals, and schools is just totally ludicrous to me.
And we don't know if Congress is going to come through with any aid for the state and local governments in New York, at least not anytime soon. So Democrats, who control the state legislature, are considering a few proposals to bring more money into the state's coffers, mostly by taking it from the wealthy. Here's State Senator Jessica Ramos, a Democrat from Queens.
The income inequality issue in New York has been the worst in the country for a very long time, way before the pandemic.
Ramos is one of several Democrats who support legislation to raise tax rates on the ultra-wealthy. But she also has her own proposal targeting the rich. It's called a mark-to-market tax. It would place a new tax on any rise in value of a billionaire's investments in New York. Some people call it a wealth tax. But some say new taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers could have unintended consequences. Here's State Senator Pam Helming, a Republican from the Rochester area.
So, to me, the concern is if we do this tax on millionaires and billionaires, they are going to relocate and they're going to take their jobs with them.
That's a big reason why Governor Cuomo has discouraged Democrats from raising taxes on the rich. He's worried the state could lose a major source of its revenue if rich people move somewhere else. Right now, more than 40% of the total income tax collected by New York State every year comes from the top 1% of earners. And these proposals aren't doing them any favors. Here's E.J. McMahon, an economic analyst from the Empire Center for Public Policy.
So you've got people who are on the fence, who are actively considering, and the message sent by these proposals is, well, get lost, or it's going to cost you to come back.
But it's not like this would be the first time New York leaned on its wealthiest residents after a crisis. New York City raised taxes on the rich after 9/11 to help with the city's recovery. And the state made a new tax bracket for the rich in the middle of the Great Recession, when New York was facing a huge deficit. That was called the millionaire's tax, and it's actually still in effect today. Some warn that if we don't do the same thing this time around, the rest of the state will pay the price. Here's Ron Deutsch from the Fiscal Policy Institute.
We cannot ask those who have been most impacted by this pandemic to shoulder the burden of balancing the budget. It's simply unreasonable.
But Democrats also have other ideas for filling the state's budget gap. One would still create new taxes on the rich, even if they move their primary home to another state. It's called the pied-à-terre tax. It would place a new tax on second homes in New York City worth more than $5 million. But even if both the pied-à-terre tax and the mark-to-market tax were passed, New York State would still be billions of dollars away from filling its budget gap. That's why some think the state should be looking at ways to cut spending in the short term to preserve services in the long term. Here's Assemblyman Ed Raw, a Republican from Long Island.
Our tax base, the more we rely on these individuals, the more volatile it gets. Something that is very attractive in the short term may end up just kicking the can down the road.
Every proposal is going to have its downsides, but more Democrats have moved closer this year to supporting the concept of raising revenue from the wealthiest New Yorkers. But lawmakers have yet to strike a deal on an actual bill. And until then, they likely won't be returning to the state capitol. In Albany, I'm Dan Clark for WAMC News.